This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Today, we welcome a student wind decktet to Studio A. They're all currently in the high school division at Interlochen Arts Camp, and they're calling themselves Get Decked. All 10 of them will introduce themselves here in just a moment, but first we'll talk with Hank Skolnick, who is one of the ensemble's coaches. Hi, Hank. Glad to have you back at IPR.
Hi, Amanda. I'm great to be here.
So first, thanks for helping me out. I was just talking to someone the other day trying to figure out what a group of 10 musicians was called, and now I know for sure. So thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Now, the students are going to play a piece by Joachim Roth. So tell us a little bit about it.
So Roth was a German composer, and his heyday was the 1870s and 80s. And in those days, he was the most successful German composer of symphonies. So when Brahms was busy writing his symphonies, Roth was the star to aspire to. But this work is very unusual. It is essentially a symphony, but it's for a smaller group of just 10 winds. It's the wind section plus two horns of a typical symphony orchestra. And it was a huge success. It was his most successful work in his lifetime.
And I'm going to guess that this isn't really the kind of piece that you can just play anywhere, anytime with any musicians.
It's a little challenging. He was writing it for a group of French musicians, the Society of Wind Instruments, they called themselves. And this was a group in Paris started by a flute player, Paul Toffanel, to sort of revive the practice of playing wind music. But they were all virtuoso musicians, you know, playing Rossini and other sort of, you know, incredibly soloistic music. And so Roth made this juicy for every section. So there's fast bits and solo bits really for every member of the group.
Well, let's hear the fourth and final movement, the Vivace, from the Sinfonietta by Joachim Roth, and we'll have the 10 student musicians introduce themselves after they've played here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
The fourth and final movement, the Vivace of the Sinfonietta by Joachim Raff, performed in IPR's Studio A by Get Decked. They're a decktet, a tentet of student musicians from the high school division at Interlaken Arts Camp. Thanks for performing, everybody. We're now going to go down the line and have them introduce themselves with their instrument.
My name is Roy Rosales. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Cuba, but I live in Miami. And I play clarinet.
I'm Jennifer Pope. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Los Angeles, and I play the flute.
I'm Sylvia Edinger. I'm 16. I'm from El Cerrito, California, and I play flute.
I'm Najee Greenlee. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Flint, Michigan, and I play the clarinet.
I am James Loss. I am 16 years old. I'm from Pearland, Texas, and I play the oboe.
I'm Christina Vietes. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Comac, New York, and I play the French horn.
I'm Garrett Comrie. I'm 17. I'm from East Norton, Pennsylvania, and I play bassoon.
I'm Issa DiFiore. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I play the oboe.
I'm Noelle Lang. I'm 18 years old. I'm from Auburn, Alabama, and I play bassoon.
My name is Audrey Chung. I'm 15. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and I play the French horn.
Those are the musicians of the decktet Get Decked in IPR's Studio A. They're coached by Doug Spaniel and Hank Skolnick. Hank, thanks so much for bringing the group in today.
Great. Thanks for having us. The kids loved it.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Interlaken Public Radio!